Ephesians chapter 5. Be therefore followers of Elohim, as dear children. And walk in love, as the Messiah also has loved us, and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to Elohim for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as is suitable for saints. Neither filthiness, foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of the Messiah and of Elohim. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things the wrath of Elohim comes upon the children of disobedience. Therefore do not be partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in Yeshua. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable to Yeshua. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatever is manifested is light. Therefore he says, "Awake, you who sleep, and arise from the dead, and the Messiah will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be unwise, but understanding what the will of Yeshua is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to Yeshua. Giving thanks always for all things to Elohim and the Father, in the name of our Master Yeshua the Messiah. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of Elohim. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands, as to Yeshua. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as the Messiah is the head of the assembly, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the assembly is subject to the Messiah, so let wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as the Messiah also loved the assembly, and gave himself for it, so that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, and that he might present it to himself a glorious assembly, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Even so men also ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as the Master the assembly. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause a man shall leave his father and mother, and shall be joined to his wife, and the two of them shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning the Messiah and the assembly. Nevertheless, let each of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverences her husband.